Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Friday, December 11th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: prepare for a no-deal Brexit, futures fall back, and red-hot IPO market. Leading today's news: there is now a strong possibility that we will have a solution that is more like an Australian relationship with the EU, Boris Johnson said in his first remarks since a crunch meeting in Brussels, suggesting a no-deal Brexit may be in the cards. What does that look like? Canberra largely does business with the EU based on World Trade Organization rules, and has few other arrangements in place, such as cooperation on science and trade and wine. With negotiations between the UK and EU still hung up over fishing rights, a competitive playing field and enforcement, some Plan B details are surfacing in case an agreement doesn't materialize before a weekend deadline. Shortly before Johnson's announcement, the EU released its Brexit backup strategy, including a shortlist on ensuring basic reciprocal air and road connectivity, as well as the possibility of reciprocal fishing access. Slight caveat: most of the contingency measures will need compliance from the UK side, and any plans from Britain will need the same. In other news, US stock index futures have turned around over the last few hours, pointing to a 1% decline at the open, as sentiment followed European equities into the red amid talks of a disruptive Brexit. We've been thinking for a long time that these comments are a negotiating tactic and that it is important for both sides to get a deal, said Seema Shah, chief strategist at Principal Global Advisors. But we've seen concerns starting to creep into the week that if the gap is too wide between the two sides, then maybe it can't be breached. If an agreement can't be struck this weekend, both sides are preparing for significant border disruption affecting trade worth close to $900 billion a year. U.S. coronavirus relief talks also faced fresh setbacks, with Senate Republicans suggesting they couldn't accept some aspects of a $900 billion bipartisan proposal despite rising U.S. unemployment claims. Airbnb hosts from around the world rang their doorbells on Thursday to celebrate the company's stock market debut, with shares of the home rental business more than doubling on the first day of trade. The stock opened at $146 apiece, which is more than double its elevated $68 IPO price. "I don't know what else to say. I'm very humbled by it," CEO Brian Chesky said in an interview, as investors jump back into fast-growing tech stocks and express exuberance for new listings. Hot money? The listing comes 24 hours after DoorDash soared in its public debut, while video game company Roblox and the parent of online retailer Wish, Context Logic, are also set to debut this month. The Mouse House wrapped up its Investor Day with a $1 a month price bump to $7.99 a month for Disney Plus, and projecting 230 to 260 million subscribers by 2024 across all its streaming platforms. CEO Bob Chapek also revealed that Disney Plus currently has more than 86 million subscribers, up 18% in the last month, sending the stock soaring 6.2% in after-hours trading, even as most of its theme parks remain closed due to COVID-19. Ring the register. The Kardashians are coming to Disney in 2021 on the entertainment giants Hulu and Star streaming subsidiaries. Christian Bale is joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and 10 Star Wars spin-off series were announced following the success of The Mandalorian. A panel of outside advisors to the FDA voted 17-4 to endorse emergency use of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine, paving the way for the agency to approve the shot for a nation that has lost more than 285,000 lives to COVID-19. Meanwhile, Sanofi and GlaxoSmithKline, two of the world's biggest vaccine makers, have delayed advanced trials of their potential vaccine after it produced an insufficient response in older adults. They now say their jab won't be ready until late next year, and will commence with a new second-phase study with a more concentrated antigen in February. In another setback for vaccine developers, Australia canceled an order for 51 million doses of a COVID-19 shot being developed by CSL and the University of Queensland. Pfizer is up 1.5% and Sanofi is down 3.5% pre-market. It was only days ago that Uber agreed to sell its flying taxi unit to Joby Aviation, And now the Northern California startup is getting a boost from the U.S. military. The Air Force issued a first-of-its-kind safety endorsement to Joby's electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, laying the groundwork for eventual civilian certification of the technology and even approval of autonomous flights crossing American cities. This is an exciting announcement because it means you are literally seeing a new market emerge, said Will Roper, head of Air Force Acquisitions. Not just for military missions, but for all missions, including commercial ones. We are excited to see what's to come for Joby and other companies pushing the boundaries of electric vertical takeoff and landing or flying cars. MasterCard and Visa have stopped processing payments on Pornhub following a viral New York Times column last week that reported many videos of child sexual abuse and non-consensual violence. Pornhub called the actions exceptionally disappointing after it implemented safeguards such as a ban on video downloads, as well as permitting only certain partner accounts to upload content. This news is crushing for the hundreds of thousands of models who rely on our platform for their livelihoods, the Montreal-based company said in a statement, in which it denied the recent allegations. PayPal has already suspended cooperation with the platform, while American Express has a long-standing policy that prohibits card acceptance on digital adult content websites. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, gold, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the red. On today's economic calendar, consumer sentiment is out at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.